So Zipporah took a flint knife, cut off her foreskin, and said, "Surely you are a bridegroom of blood to me. Blood is so critical. That is not, this is not a blood of a goat, blood of the foreskin." So, because of Zipporah's action, the Lord let him alone. And then we are explained that at that time she said, "Bridegroom of Graham," referring to circumcision. You are a Jew, therefore, unlike us, Midianites, you must shed the blood of your son, but you did not do it. So what does that tell you? My sister, if, for example, there is no family altar, people, you, because your husband is lazy, he dozes, there's no family prayers, encourage him to do it. But if he actually fails to do it, you should not fail to lead family prayers, because after all, that's the work of a husband. A good wife will do the husband's work rather than disobey God. God wants your family to study the scriptures. Whether your husband is willing or not. If he refuses, you encourage him. If he refuses, the alternative is not zero. The alternative will be for the wife to do it. Again, the same thing. There are certain things that a mother should tell the daughter or the son, or do it for him. If she doesn't, the husband should assist the son or the daughter in the process. That's why we are together. You cannot allow things to go wrong because your spouse is failing and say, "Oh, it's him to blame." No. You are a team. And when it's my responsibility to do something and I fail, you don't allow the ball to go through the post. No. It may be the work of a goalkeeper to take the ball. But if the goalkeeper misses it and you are somewhere where you can walk behind him, hit it out of the goalposts. I think that's what Zipporah did. It's not the work of women to circumcise, but when there's a desperation, she saves the day by doing what a man is expected to do.